never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion on Jacaranda FM.
Big hit, Your Love Is In My Hair. This Scenic Drive, it's Friday night. The Bachelor. I felt like entering that competition, but I don't know. I think they threw out my application form. I sent in 3 or 4. Didn't they tell you?
No, they didn't tell me.
I think it would have worked between us, but now...
Oh, you wanted to be one of the contestants?
I want to be one of the contestants, yes. But I think it's discrimination going on, right? I'm just saying. But now you're here, and I've locked the door.
It's bad.
Just you and me now, baby. And our adopted son, Lai. We're a very progressive family. Lee.
Yes.
Why are you so nervous? What's up? You look nervous. What's going on?
I'm as cool as cucumber.
Are you?
Yeah.
For now. So I said, did you once date Lee Thompson? Because now all these women want to be with him. But maybe we should find out more.
Horse's mouth.
Yeah, yeah. So someone phoned in, actually. Hi. Scenic Drive. Hello. Good evening.
Hi. Hello, hi.
Hi.
Oh, Candy.
Who am I speaking to?
Candy.
Candice, you, all right, so you used to date Lee Thompson, the Bachelor, am I right?
That's correct, yes.
I'm a
model from Cape Town.
Oh, you're from Cape Town too?
Fitness model.
Yes, I met him about 2 years ago in Cape Town in a gym.
In a gym.
In a gym, yes.
All right.
Yes, I'm driving now with my cabriolet, the top down. Can you hear me?
That sounds like you can afford a cabriolet.
I'm a personal trainer. I'm a fitness model. I dated him about 3 years ago.
Okay, now what can you tell us? Give us the real deal.
I'm so happy you took my call because Lee is not at all what he seems to be, okay?
What?
When we dated, he had dirty underwear lying around.
He's
got a clean company, but he had filthy underwear lying around, had filthy socks lying around, okay?
Mm-mm.
He goes to the toilet, he wheezes, he misses. I have to clean it up all the time. I open him 100 times. 100 times, perfectly. Terrible boy, good. Pick it up. 100 times. Will he do it? No. The other thing is that my problem with him, that's why I'm not surprised that he was a bachelor.
Hold on.
He burps.
No.
He burps.
And he farts. We find it so romantic. He farts like really loud. It's like the only guy I've ever dated who's got the audacity to do that under the duvet covers.
Hold on.
Jimmy, that's a child. These girls are going to have hell.
Hold on.
I can see why he left you.
Hold on. Yeah, I can see too, actually. Good on you,
Lee.
That's a handful.
You didn't cheat on me once. You cheated on me about 4 times.
Oh, my God.
This is where I became a very good listener.
When I track him down, when he's going to become famous, I'm going to track him down.
She just keeps on going. Candice, hold on. Candice, hold on a second now. Candice, he would just like to say something. Lee?
Hi, Candice. How are you?
Fun and you. You know what's going to get you. I told you, hey?
Well, I would love to meet you because I don't think we've actually met before. Are you sure the story's true?
Oh, no, Mark, if you're from next Vietnam, okay?
You want to double check?
I'm going to blondine wat aangekom het. Jy het a vrou in ons driveway. Now you're pretending like you don't know anything, Lee.
I don't know anything. What? I don't know what you're talking about, Candice.
You're going to blame it on your drinking problem, Lee. Pretending that he doesn't remember.
Oh, okay. Candice, listen. Enough now.
Listen,
do you get a lot of stalkers there? It seems like it's delusional people.
Stalkers, I call them supporters.
Stalkers. Like this one.
You get the odd special one.
She's still going.
She's going on, yes.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened.
It's okay.
Sometimes they slip through the cracks. And they get to the tiki box at the asylum. And they phone through. Listen, obviously that's not real.
I would hope not. No, she definitely does not exist.
No, she doesn't exist. Not anymore.
He's not even sweating.
It's not at all. Listen, we have only 12 listeners, and like I say,
it's
some
the
of them,
best we can do.
Including us.
Indeed, yeah. The big finale, and this is the thing with reality shows. In most cases, they pre-record all of it, but now you're telling me the big finale is still to come.
Yes,
and live.
There's still one more episode to air, and that will be done live, yes.
It'll happen live. Which date?
Happen live with a live studio audience. That's going to be around mid-May, early May.
13th of May.
Early May, mid-May, not exactly sure which date.
And I want to get back to that earlier question. Do you think, like in your heart of hearts, you're going to find your life partner from this reality show? Your life partner for the rest of your life?
I'm a very optimistic person, and I think that you can find love anywhere, you know, absolutely anywhere. And to potentially find love through this journey and The Bachelor is something that will be memorable and a story and that I'll have forever. And I've been very optimistic in terms of committing to the process of The Bachelor. I trusted that they had 24 magnificent women for me to choose from, and they did. And it's made my life very difficult. So that's a good problem that I've had.
So that's a very long-winded answer.
Back to my question.
No, it doesn't. I'm talking now, if we talk about commitment, we're talking about the next 30 or 40 years of your life. Mm-hmm. So my question to you, do you think, in your heart of hearts, you will find that person from this TV show?
Yes, and I can tell you I have fallen in love.
Whoa.
So it's a done deal.
We'll have to wait and see what plays out.
What about me and your son?
What?
Huh? Yes, what about us?
What about us?
Well, what did you guys like?
Well, you, of course.
Unfortunately, there's only one of me to go around, but you two make a good couple, I think.
Yeah, we've got a dad-son relationship. That's it. The big finale, 13th of May of The Bachelor. Mnet, Channel 101, every Thursday evening at 7 o'clock. Man, I'm going to, honestly, after all of this, I'm going to wish you the best, and I hope it works out for you. Honestly, I do.
Thank you very much, Ryan. I appreciate that. And I think it's going to all work out.
And if you ask me to your wedding, remember, I'm not going to MC.
Yeah.
Nice. Do enough of that.
And don't have an open bar.
Mm. No, that's just trouble.
That's a very good tip.
Yeah.
Unless you want honesty. Listen, it's 1833. Lee Thompson.
The Scenic Drive with Rion. Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. Weekdays, 4 to 7 p.m.